इन श्रीमद् भागवत में से धर्म संस्थित पुंसा विश्वक्षेन कथा सुच नोत्पादय ज्योतिरति श्रम एव हि केवल वेरी ऑथेंटिक एंड स्ट्रेट दिस श्लोक stated in Srimad Bhagavatam. In the scriptures, Veda, Vedanta, Upanishad, Purana, Itihas, etc., that describe what is religion and what is practice of religion. Then Srimad Bhagavatam, it is manifestation happened last when Narada Goswami have seen the Vedavyasa, who is creator of all the scriptures, getting the divine inspiration from Lord Krishna and learn from Narada Goswami, describe all the scriptures for the rescuing of the conditioned souls. Not only that, to give super chance service to the Lord. Bhagavan Vedavyasa, who have all opulence of the scriptural wealth, when he given scriptural knowledge to the conditioned soul, after that also he not feel well mentally. He is thinking some deficiency. I given everything to this world to satisfy the Lord Krishna. Not only that, Krishna himself, he given the knowledge through Bhagavad Gita and other scriptures. Still, I given all for the super benefit of spiritual life. But why I am not feeling well? I am not feeling peace in my mind. He is thinking that. In the meantime, he has seen Narada Goswami himself come to see him. Narada, his Gurudev, seeing Narada Goswami, he is thinking, now my Lord understands why I am within this problem. Krishna Daipayam Vedavyasa worshipped Narada and asked, Prabhu, I am suffering from this problem. Narada Goswami said, for that I come to you. Actually, what about religion of the jiva souls you've given in this world? That is medicine for sick man, no doubt. But you've not given for healthy persons food. Yugupshitang dharma kriti nushasata sabhava raktasya mahan vati krama. Yadvakkato dharma iti tarasthita namannate tasya nivaranam jana. Who will give better than you in this material world? No one can give it. But what you have given, that's also not sufficient for everyone. They can practice their own religion by the law of Vedic scriptures. But if that knot will give life to everyone, then what is value of that? You blasted so much big bombs, but no action happened in the heart of the evil souls, because they are not following proper process of religion. Dharma sanusthita. If religion by law of Vedas, if it's properly done, still evil souls not will get super benefit of their spiritual life. Actual life will get the liberated soul and the practitioner of Krishna consciousness through Shravan and Kirtan, and will get satisfaction their whole existence. Practicing the general religion of jiva soul, if they will not get more and more attachment with Shravan and Kirtan, that is useless for them. You treated through the scripture the conditioned souls, they may get liberation. After liberation, what is food for their life? What is job of their life? What is service in their life? You not given details that. An example we can say it. When Ramananda Rai, he told, "Ye sarva dharman parityajya mamekam saranam vraja aham tvam sarva papebho mukhyishyami mahasucha." Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "Yes, but it is external. It is not internal. Tell me what is internal religion." After leaving all the religious method, when Yuvasala will be fully surrendered to Lord Krishna, Krishna will take all charge of life, spiritual life. But still, that is not sufficient. It is within that sloka, "Ye mamekam saranam vraja," I am one, and take shelter to me, I shall take charge of your spiritual life. Krishna himself said it, Mahaprabhu said it is not sufficient. I asked to my Guru Maharaj, "Yeah, why Mahaprabhu said it is not sufficient?" And Guru Maharaj answered, "Because there is no service for Lord, no service description for Lord." Narada Goswami, he is like Lord Krishna, but more than Krishna, important his divine work. Then he come to Vedavyasa and told, "What you given, Krishna given that, but that is not sufficient for healthy person." No doubt it is good prescription and medicine for conditioned souls. They will get liberation easily. But after liberation, they have new glorious life and their description is not here. Then it is not sufficient, Guru Maharaj said. Narada Goswami, he fully exalted with pure Krishna consciousness, everywhere we have entrance. Even one cars over Narada, giving some rishi, you cannot stay 5 minutes in one place. But still, that car's also not working over Narada rishi. Because when he will go to the place, abode of Lord Krishna, there that car's also not working. Avigno, in Dwarka, when he is going to Dwarka, there that car's also cannot be activated. This type of powerful devotee, Narada. And he wants to distribute that to everyone through Vedavyas. And he told Vedavyas, if you not will give it, no one can give. No one listens from others. This type of chastisement, yugupshitanga dharma kirdeinu sāsaka, svabhavaraktasya mahān vyatikrama, yadavākkato dharma iti tarasthita, namadnatetasya nivāranajana. Whose word is law? Who is Bhagavat? That Vedavyas, if again not will tell, people not will hear from others. Narada said to Vedavyas, you given wrong prescription and you given insufficient knowledge and food for the liberated soul, then you must give that again. Otherwise, no one will hear from anyone. Then Vedavyas, with folded hand, asked to Narada Goswami, Prabhu, you say, which way I shall collect it? Which way I shall give it? Full, ecstatic Krishna consciousness to everyone. Then Narada Goswami advised him, yeah, I am giving this knowledge to you. You meditate it, it will reveal to you, and you can give that full Krishna consciousness. Through Bhakti Yoga, it will be activated. Then you meditate with Bhakti Yoga. Then Vedavyas meditated Bhakti Yoga Namanasi, Shadmak Pranihite Mali, Apashyat Purusham Purnam, Mayan Jutada Pasrayam, Jaya Sammohito Jivo, Atmanam Trigunatmakam, Paropi Manute Natan, Tatkritan Charipatta. This way, he has seen Krishna, Krishna's illusion, Krishna's chit shakti, by which he is making his pastimes. That way, anandangse lhadini, sadangse sandhini, chidangse sambhijjari Krishna jnanamani. Sadhita Ananda, eternity, knowledge and ecstasy, everything he has seen. By the power of Sri Krishna, it's happening. His pastime going on with Brajavasi, with gopis and others. And also, he has seen illusion behind Krishna, that's also existing, etc., etc. Then his meditation was full of Krishna consciousness and he given us knowledge of full ecstatic joy and happiness that Bhagavad can to us through Srimad Bhagavatam. Now I am fully flooded with Krishna consciousness, and I am giving that knowledge to you, what I gave it before in Vedanta Darshan and other scriptures, that I am not cancelling, but I am rectifying that through this scripture as Srimad Bhagavatam. All the gist of Vedas I give in Vedanta Darshan, very gist way, but I am now explaining it as commentary, explanation of that Vedanta Darshan. This is Srimad Bhagavatam. Bhashyam Brahmasutranam Bharatartha Vinirnaya Gayatri Bhashya Rupusho Vedartha Paribrinit. Then Vedavyas said, Ya Nigama Kalapatara Utkalitam Phalam Sukamukha Adamrita Travasangyutam Pivata Bhagavatam Rasam Alayam Muhuraho Rasika Bhuvi Bhavuka. He started Vedanta Darshan Adhadu Brahma Jigyasa Janmatrasa Jata Ayatattu Samannaya. This type of sutra in Vedanta Darshan. First sutra, Adhadu Brahma Jigyasa. Such for Sri Krishna. Then Janmatrasa Jata, who is Sri Krishna? Yay, Ishara Paramah Krishna Satchidananda Vigraha Anadi Adi Govinda Sarva Karana Karana. This way explanation he given. Dishattam Param Dhimahi Gayatri Bhashya. What telling Gayatri Mantra? We will Dhimahi. Meditate that. What we shall meditate? What given impression? Transcendental impression and pressure to us for meditation, that we will meditate. That is lotus feet of Lord Krishna and their service. If he wants to yourself as a good servitor of Lord Krishna, who is Nandanandan Krishna, playing flute and doing his divine pastimes with Brajo Basi, Vrindavan Basi. That Krishna, if he wants to establish yourself in that abode for service to Lord Krishna under guidance of his associates, you start from this point. What Mahaprabhu said, Eho hoy age kaho aa. That is that sloka I told first. Ke dharma sanushtita pungsaan vishakshena kathasucha not padaye jadirati sramaye vahi kevalam. That means, jnane prayasa mudapasya namanteva jivanti sanmukhuritaan bhavadiya vata sthane sthita surdhikatam tanubhangmano bhirjeprayasu jita jitoppasita istrilakyam ajita jitoppi. You can control the whole controller's mind. If you proceed in this way, that is with association of divine servitor of Lord Krishna as sadhu, and give your whole existence will be directed by that sadhu in Sravan and Kirtan. Hear from that divine servitor and give your full attention for Kirtan.
Means
glorification and spread that Krishna consciousness. Different type of manifestation of Lord Krishna you can see. But Vedavyas not satisfied with that. Narada Goswami, what gave it to Vedavyas? Now he is describing through Srimad Bhagavatam and taken Brahma Sanghita, Ishara Parama Krishna, Satchidananda Vigraha, Anadi Adi Govinda, Sarva Karana Karana, Govinda. He has name Govinda. Not satisfied with other formation of Krishna, other manifestation of Krishna, different manifestation of Krishna. But Mahaprabhu said, and Narada Goswami said, Vedavyas himself said, go to the origin. Origin, Krishna within Vrindavan. And that Krishna never leaving Vrindavan. Vrindavan parityajya sakachit naiva gacchati. Never will leave Vrindavan. Always he is within Vrindavan Dham, playing with Gop Gopis and as a cowherd boy, that is his divine identity. And he is the creator of all creation, he is the supreme personality of Godhead, anything we can say about him. But that's also not touching him, that type of about it in Vrindavan, where he is playing. And his tracking was more impressive when in the meeting of Parikshit Maharaja, who was cursed by a Brahmin, within 7 days he will die. There are so many rishis, munis, dignitaries assembled to do good for Maharaja Parikshit because he was extremely good king. And everyone wants to show their affection. And everyone joined there. Atri Rishi, Vasishtha Rishi, Chavan Rishi, Sharad Pan Rishi, Arishta Nemi Rishi, Bhrigu Rishi, Angira Rishi, Parashar Rishi, Gadhi Sutta, Vishwamitra, Parashuram also is there. Vedavyas himself was present there, and Narada Rishi also present there. Everyone wants to do good for Parikshit Maharaj because full of affection, they come to support him and try to do good in that assembly. And everyone giving their advice to Maharaj Parikshit. Someone telling Tapasino, Dhanaparajasino, Manasino, Mantra Vidasumangala. Everyone giving as their property. Maharaja do this, Maharaja do this, Maharaja do this, like that. And by the grace of Lord Krishna and previous arrangement from the Transcendental Dialogue, what happened there, we can see the son of Vedavyas, whose name is Shukadeva Goswami, 16 years old boy, naked boy, coming with some crazy boys into the assembly of Maharaja Parikshit. But all the expert and dignitary sadhu was there. Seeing from far, they can recognize This is must be boy of Beda branch whose name is Shukadeva. His divine movement opening the eyes of the rishis there, and they can recognize that he must be Shukadeva. Unanimously, they told to Parikshit Maharaj, this boy coming, he is the super knowledge holder. Then you can ask question, he will give solution, and we will be satisfied with his solution, his gift. Everyone do welcome, but Shukadeva Goswami have no sense. He is not living in this material world. He cannot see anything. He comes straight by the wheels of Lord Krishna and Parikshit given seat and he seated. The other Parikshit participated. He had no material attachment to anything. He seated and asked to Parikshit, any question you have to me? And Parikshit Maharaj said, yes, Prabhu, I am within this problem. Give me advice. What is good for my life? Shukadev said, I have got inspiration from above. For that I come to your assembly. But what I shall say to you must give your full attention and believe that with full faith and full attention. What I am going to say to you, that matters have no connection with this material thing or no connection with the liberated world's anything. It is existing beyond that liberated world, liberation world.
Yeah.
Beyond that liberation world. First, I am attracted by this knowledge. And I learned from my father, Vedavyas. He told me, Parinishthito Pinoit Punne, Uttama Sruka Lilaya Grihito Cheta. Rajan said, Akhyananda Dhitavan, I learned from my father this matter and attracted by these pastimes of Lord Krishna. What? Continuously going play of that divine couple in Goloka Vrindavan. That Uttama Sloka, Uttama Sloka means Uttama Sloka Te Giyate Uttama Sloka. Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur giving commentary, Uttama Sloka Yasya, or Uttama Sloka Te Giyate, it is Uttama Sloka. Always who is existing within pastimes of Lord Krishna, they are chanting this glorification. And that I heard from my father. And I am explaining that for your super benefit of spiritual life. Everyone knows me as Brahma, but I can accept their opinion. I am Brahma. I know Brahma. Who is Brahma? I know. That was my position. I am the Atmana. I am living within my own beauty, own charm, own affection, love and everything. But that I am attracted by the pastimes of Lord Sri Krishna. And I was frustrated. went to my father, and my father teach me this. And that topic I am telling you for your super benefit. For that, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu giving this to us. Jnani prayasam tapasya namanta eva jivanti janasan jivanti sanam paritam bhavadiyo vartam sthane sthita surti katam tanubang manovhir je prayasu jita jita pashita sridakhyam Jnani prayasam ut apasya namanta eva jivanti. First, throw your bucket of knowledge, what you are holding in your head. Then throw it away. Jnani prayasam udapasya namantam. And be fully surrender, engage yourself with proper sadhu for hearing the glories of Lord Krishna, his pastimes of Lord Krishna, etc., and propagate it. What you digested, what is undigested by you, everything you can distribute to anyone who is sincere, seeker. That is called prapat sravan and kirtan. You heard this word sravan and kirtan, hearing the glories of Lord and distribute the glories of Lord to everyone. What is the property of everyone existing very hiding away in the heart? Ganges full of knowledge of scriptures cannot rescue you. Knowledge have destination up to Shaitaloka. If not, we'll get divine connection from there to transcendental knowledge. Everything is useless for you. That knowledge given Srimad Bhagavat. Here is given by Vedavyas the ecstatic knowledge with service to the Lord, and they are getting bhav, mahabhav, disposition. With that, they are serving Lord Krishna. And that is the super knowledge, not mixed with material anything, not mixed with the science of abscissa. Beyond this material world, existing the Brahma-loka. You know the Brahma-sangita, so many devotees read Brahma-sangita. And they are described about Brahma-loka. Yasya prabha prabhavatu yagadanna koti koti sasesa vasudhadi vibhuti vinnam tad brahma niskalamanam tamasesa bhutam govindam adi purushan tamanga bhajami. That is Brahma-loka. Yasya prabha prabhavato yagadanda koti koti ishu asesa vasudhadi vibhuti. Light effulgent from that Krishna loka, when come out to us in the middle, we will see that that is Brahma loka. Tad Brahma. Then Shukadeva Goswami, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Srimad Bhagavat, what knowledge given to us. Try to taste that, deep dive into that reality. preaching automatically coming. But this matter is not for preaching. It is transforming with transcendental views, two ways in this material world. Because transcendental world always free, can stay everywhere. And material way blowing by their own cyclic system. I am sorry that I have no knowledge about English language. But I feel what I have. I have $5, then I make business with you $5. To explain in English language, it is really so difficult for me. Something I can explain very easily in Bengali. Anyhow, you are all the pious devotee presented here. By your association, what coming out from my heart, I am explaining that to you. All is not coming, everywhere not coming, but come by your grace in this assembly, in this meeting. Veda Vyas said, Jatra Jnano Viralo Bhakti Sahitam Nashkarma Mavishkritam Tat Sinnan Supatan Vicharana Paro Bhaktya Vimuche Naraha. Yatra Jnano Viralo Bhakti Sahitam. Not ordinary knowledge, not ordinary renounce mentality. All is enriched with the devotion of Lord Krishna. Service for the Krishna. Anything they will do, do for Krishna, not for themselves. That type of devotional spirit existing within that devotee. Everything, they are going happily in the nirgun bhumika, means beyond the mundanity and living with that kind of sadhu. If you will hear that, tatsrinnan, Supatan, you will read this and vicharana paro, and you will try to discuss and consider the meanings of that sloka. Easily liberation come to you, you can refuse that and can go to Goloka Vrindavan, crossing this specific gravity of illusory environment. First attempt to give yourself, attempt to engage yourself for hearing and glorifying of Lord's pastimes, and engage yourself for the service of member of that divine abode. We are living in Bhuloka, material world, but all the Loka, Bhuloka, Bhuvaloka, Sarloka, Mahaloka, Janaloka, Tapaloka, Satyaloka, within this universe is existing. But beyond that, transcendental abode of Lord Krishna's effulgent permanent light as Brahmaloka, everything you can cross very easily through the bhakti yoga, and all practicing will exist with you to direct yourself in that abode through bhakti yoga. Then practice this bhakti yoga and be happy. How many days in our hand? Can you say? No. We do not know in future how many days I can enjoy with this illusory environment. Previous life, who was I am? That also cannot say. I have got as reaction this human body with some fine brain. We have the willing, feeling, the thinking power within this body. Then we must try to discover something what will give us eternity first, what is very important for us, and love, beauty, affection, dedication, varieties of quality will come to me for the service of that transcendental abode for Lord Sri Krishna. Actually, we want many things for our joy and enjoyment. But everything existing eternally and transcendental form within the quality of Krishna Lord, then if we will try to get it through bhakti yoga, easily we can conquer that property. We are so fortunate that we have got from Vedavyas the everything description of that transcendental abode of Lord Krishna. And process to get that abode through the channel of bhakti yoga. Vedavyas heard from Narada Goswami many things, but Narada said, you now meditate within the bhakti yoga, then you will feel everything, you will see everything. You can see their full form of divine trouble and their pastimes, and can join within that pastimes. That chance will come to you very easily through this process, what given by Srimad Bhagavatam. No end for our desires. No end. Want of our desires, but if we will get, we not will be satisfied, and something satisfaction may come, but there is no eternity. Who has little consciousness, which way he will be satisfied with this material world? Because we have nothing connection for that we are enjoying in this material world and thinking, feeling, willing many things. Tadarsam mrtatriptasya nanyatra shadrathik kathit sarva vedanta sarangi sri bhagavata vishyate tadarsam mrtatriptasya nanyatra shadrathik kathit. The ecstasy of divine service to the Lord, how much it is sweet we cannot feel from here. First necessary to clean ourselves and be surrendered and join with the servitor of that transcendental abode in Shravan and Kirtan, etc. Nine kind of devotional activity, then gradually we will be promoted easily. My good fortune, and I feel good fortune of you all, that our meeting today happened with glorification of Lord. This moment we can preserve eternally and proceed on that transcendental direction. Krishna, giving me chance, giving chance to you all also, then we cannot lose this property. By order of my Guru Maharaj, country to country I am going with this news, with this divine knowledge about Krishna consciousness. I am everywhere getting some successful result, and again and again I am feeling more enthusiasm, and for that I do not care my health, but it is not always working by my order. And sometimes I am suffering, but I pray to you all, give me that strength. I not will stop to preach Krishna consciousness. Sun rising and sun setting, taking one day, debit from my account, life's account. Who is 16 years, one day, have got age, that means 16 years, one day passed from his lifetime. This way we are losing our life. Day by day we are losing our life. And life is not certain, then not to delay one moment to get opportunity for spiritual life. Jai Vishwas Lavatina Prasidati Prasadi Maharaj Ki.
Jai.